The Hajj is a pilgrimage, one of the essence of beauty. That's one of the five pillars of Islam. It's definitely on every Muslim's list and wish and desire to complete before they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides fulfilling an Islamic obligation, it's also an amazing sight when millions of Muslims come together for one maqsad and one purpose, and that is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. The atmosphere, infrastructure, and the number of pilgrims who have completed Hajj have changed over the years. Now, the number of overseas pilgrims traveling to the kingdom for Hajj has grown considerably since the 1950s. Before, overseas numbers rarely exceeded 100,000. I think it was in 1935, before World War II, they recorded 20,000 in total, including those in the kingdom itself. Now, since the 1980s, this number has been 1 million and steadily rising up until, of course, the last 2 years. By 2012, a total of 3 million pilgrims performed the Hajj. In 2013, Saudi authorities cut the quotas for each country by 20%, stating that because of the expansion of the Grand Masjid, where the work first began, mind you, in 1957, which they had to, complete. Well, that was their story at that point in time. Joining us is Butarmin, who went for Hajj in 1974. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Butar.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, brother.
And Jazakumullah Khairan for joining us, Haji Amin. When did you go for Hajj? How old were you at that time in 1974?
I was 22 years old, mashallah.
You still sound like you're 23. How did you get it right, 1974? Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, in 1974, talk to us about that journey, Buta. I mean, where did you start off from? What was your stops on the way? How did you get there?
Alhamdulillah. Actually, to be from the beginning, we went from the time it was 400 rand from Johannesburg to Jeddah. That was the cost. From Cape Town to Johannesburg, 400 rand. And from Jeddah, if you take the plane from Jeddah from Johannesburg to Jeddah, it is 300 rand. So my three brothers and myself, was going. And then my father thought, if the three of us go with the car, and then we saved 300 rand, and it was a ticket for my father, so the four of us were together. Alhamdulillah.
And so you drove from Cape Town to Joburg, and then you caught the flight from there. What was in those days? You had to go to Nairobi first, or was that a straight Jeddah flight?
Yeah. Well, actually, we traveled with the Sabina Airways. It was chartered by Aussie Ahmad, if you know him, Bute Mula and Sheikh Hanif Bully, Ahmad Keske. They had to fly together, and Wahid Kaji. So that was the Sabina Airways. So on our way to Jeddah from Johannesburg, and then they came news that the Saudis not going to accept the Sabina Airways again. So we had to circle in Africa, and we end up in Tananarive. And when we came to Tananarive, and then they had to negotiate a flight. And from there, when we came to Tananarive, they didn't want to accept us really there, but the plane landed there, but they don't want to give us food or nothing, because we were actually from Africa, South Africa. Because of the apartheid and whatever. But anyhow, from there, we got eventually, after a day or two, then we reached Nairobi. And from Nairobi, we went to Jeddah.
You know, if you tell the Hajis of today your experience, Mutta Amin, that from here to Tananarive, and then they don't want to give you food there, and then to on to Nairobi, you know, they will look at it and say, you know what, you must have had a very difficult journey. But I bet you, Mutta Amin, that that was the best journey you ever had in your life.
Oh, yes. So very much so. Couldn't be better. You see, when we reach Jeddah, then they divide the people. Now that time, the Saudi only know yes and no. That's all, no English, nothing. They put us one part, like my father, we look on like the Indian side, they put us one side, and all the South Africans, Cape Townians on the one side. Mm. And they left, and the four of us only stranded. And they took us into an office, but we couldn't see all the other people. Mm. You see, so what happened is that we were split, the four of us only. And then eventually we end up into the Indian offices for Indian people. Mm. And we stayed in like for like a day there. And the people coming to look for us. Then there's one chef there, he came. And he came there with us and he asked us. He was looking for us through some way he came out by us. And they say, oh, they got our passports there, but we are the Indian, like Indian. So our passports was stamped for the Indian, which I still got my stamp. I still got my visa from 1974. So it is said that we had to pay 850 riyals. Mm. It was full everything, Jeddah, Makkah, Medina, and Arafat, Mina, and Talifa. 850 riyals. At that time, the riyals was like 19 cents.
Yes.
5 riyals for 1 rand, you used to get. The dollar was 38 cents, somewhere around there.
You know, Mutta, who was your mutawif? Where did you stay in Makkah?
I stayed with Sheikh Shafi Alawi. Hmm. It was only the Alawis. The Shafi people used to go to Sheikh Shafi Alawi, Sheikh Ahmad Alawi, Umar Wali. And then the Hanafis, there was only two. It was Nimis and it was Aziz Kogir, his son Tamil Kogir. It was Hanafis, Suleiman Nimis, Aziz Kogir, and Suleiman Nimis.
The whole trip, I mean, like these days, many people go for 2.5-3 weeks. But from the time you left Cape Town till the time you got back in 1974, how long were you gone for?
We were for about 6 weeks. We went for the 6 week. We went to the 6 week package as my father was a businessman. I couldn't leave his shop, you see, so we only went for the 6 weeks. Yeah. Mm. And the full total cost us 600 rand altogether.
Because I know in
400 rand, and we paid 100 pound because of for the whole Hajj was 100 pound, 200 rand.
Because I know in those days, many of the Hujjaj used to leave from Ramadan already and then only used to come back afterwards.
That's correct, yes.
You know, Mutta, I mean, when you share your memories with people today, and when people, especially youngsters, today you see many young people, alhamdulillah, going for Hajj, they're getting ready, they're in their 20s and 30s, leaving young children behind. From time to time, you involved or you come across an opportunity to talk to them, to give them some advice. What would be the best advice for them?
The best advice is you must make your niyat as soon as possible. Today, if you think of Hajj and this, make your day. I made my niyat in 1958. Mm. I made my niyat when I was 6 years old. I will always remember that day, the 28th of January 1958, and I was 6 years old. And I won't say I made my niyat to go Hajj. I would say I made my niyat to go to Makkah, because that was the day when my late grandmother went with the boat. Mm. And I was standing, and I was looking as the boat was going, and the boat was going, and we greet the farewell. And I look at it, and I said, and I tell myself, yeah, Allah would also like to go one day, also want to go. Mm. So that was in 1958 on the 28th of January. Mm. Yeah.
Can you still remember the azan at the docks as the boat was leaving, Sheikh?
Yes, alhamdulillah. But the qudrat of Allah, you know, that time, if you're young, the younger you can go, the bigger it is. You can, you know, you there's so much good into the Makkah, in going into Makkah. There is lots of things that you can learn, you understand. Once you travel, all this, it's so wonderful. You know, it's things that you just don't, can't understand. You know what I mean? Once you're on the travel, and then you will see, you learn compassion, you'll see how people is, and the younger you go, the better it is, the younger you go. You see, at that time, we used to help the people, ask the people coming in with the buses when you go, above the buses, and, you know, there's also a lot of things that persons can't talk about. Ya Allah, we're going to Mina with Alif Arafah, we go with our sheep. The sheep goes with you.
Yes.
You get there, you get your Mina, they slaughter it, make food there and whatever, you know? Yeah.
Mutar Amin, Jazakumullah Khairan for joining us. Hayyakallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your Hajj and keep give you a long, long life so that you will go there one day and make that place be your resting place. May Medina be your resting place,
Mutar. Amin, Allahu Akbar. Amin, inshaAllah.